Tuesday. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, good morning. We're back. 905, got a cloudy sky right now, 15 degrees. Friday talk around gets going. Got a great subject to talk about today. We're talking Carol Colby today, and I tell you what, if you're from the area, you know Carol. If you go to athletic events, you definitely know Carol. And her husband, Bozo, great people. And I've got John and Becky in to talk about the Carol Colby Breast Cancer Silent Auction Benefit. Becky, we'll start with you. Thanks for being on the show, first of all. Thanks
Not
for
a problem.
Coming in. Tell me a little bit about your mom first. How's she doing?
Amazing. She just had an appointment on Wednesday, and the doctors are just baffled about how good she's doing. She hasn't lost any of her hair. She's not getting tired. And they said within the first two treatments, you should be feeling way more miserable than you are.
Carol's right now. Got a superpower.
Oh, definitely.
So she's doing great.
Yep.
I'd love to hear that. And when did this, give us a little backstory here, Becky. When was she first diagnosed?
So it all started in August when she went in for her mammogram. It was just a yearly checkup, and they found something abnormal, so they wanted to do a biopsy. They did the biopsy, and it came back as breast cancer, the ductal cancer. They did a mastectomy, or the lumpectomy first, and found the HER2 cancer plus the ductal cancer. And the HER2 is the more aggressive one.
Okay.
So then they did another lumpectomy to take more and then try her lymph nodes, because the HER2 goes to your lymph nodes. Her lymph nodes were clear, but the margins still weren't clear for the ductal cancer. So they did the third one, lumpectomy, and still was not, margins weren't clear. So then they went in for a mastectomy right before Thanksgiving.
Have they been treating this aggressively because it is an aggressive cancer?
Yes. Okay. The HER2 is the one that they are more concerned about than the ductal cancer. The ductal cancer is it's estrogen-driven, so she'll have to be on medication for the rest of her life to subside that. But the HER2 is the more aggressive cancer.
So it is really remarkable that she's doing as well as
yes,
she is.
And very
kind of miraculous. But
yep, she's already had four treatments.
Out of Carol Colby, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Nothing surprises me with that woman.
So it's got to make you feel very good.
Yeah, just for very proud to have her call. I call her mom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, step up. We're going to talk about the benefit coming up here, the silent auction benefit. You got some details about this. Thank you for being on the show this morning,
too.
I appreciate it. Well, tell us a little bit about this. This is coming up on the 18th. I'll let you go ahead and give us some details.
Yep. So we're going to be setting up tables on the west end of the court from 2 to 7. We're going to have tables set up and all the stuff the night before. You know, if people still have baskets and stuff, try and come to the head table where we're going to have, where everybody can come and pay once they, you know, win their baskets, so we can get everything arranged, you know, the papers out. We're going to run the baskets from 2 to 7. Hopefully we'll have everything going smoothly. We're going to actually do pink tables and black tables, so we're going to close down the pink tables at the halftime of the boys' game.
Okay.
And then we're going to close down the black tables at the halftime of the girls' game. So the black tables, they'll close down first. People can come up, do their winnings. So then we're not getting everybody coming up all at once trying to pay for their baskets. And then we're taking up everybody else's time that are trying to clean up the arena.
You've thought this through.
Oh, yeah.
What a great tie-in, because she's so like, I mean, if it's a sporting event, Carol's probably there taking a picture. I mean, this is a perfect tie-in.
Oh, she's definitely a well-known lady around the area.
Are people still looking? Are you still looking for donations? I mean, if people still want to donate or get a basket made up?
If they want to donate, they can definitely donate. We're still accepting baskets up until the day of the event.
Okay.
We'd like to have as many before the event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling people, preferably by Wednesday, but we'll accept them even at the event and stuff. But if anybody wants to bring something that day, please make sure it's there before 2 o'clock, so we can get them out on the table so everybody has enough time to bid on them.
And for people that don't know, this will be set up in the gymnasium at?
Yes.
At
NDSCS. NDSCS. Okay. Yep. So you're going to have a lot of room.
Yes.
And how many baskets or how many?
Right now, we're looking at over 80 baskets right now. We got two big ticket items. We got a signed Justin Jefferson in the frame, Snow White Vikings jersey.
You got connections.
Yep. And then we also have a set of diamond earrings that has a $1,500 value, and we're going to do a 100 square board on those, $20 a square for the opportunity to win those.
Incredible. And definitely a labor of love setting all this stuff up.
Oh, for sure.
All right. And again, that's happening here on the 18th, and it's running from 2 until 7, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Fantastic. What else you got there?
Well, if anybody needs to get a hold of either me or Mary Beth, you can call my number. It's 701-403-9889, and Mary Beth's is 701-261-2453 if you have any donations you want to give us. Otherwise, if you can't make it that day and you still want to do a monetary donation, she has an account set up at Bell Bank. It's under the Carol J. Colby Benefit Fund.
Okay.
You can stop into Bell Bank. You can contact Bell Bank. You can transfer money over just into her fund.
All right.
And the day of the event, we will be accepting cash, check, or Venmo. For Perfect. The baskets or for the winnings, we will accept it that day only.
All right. And this is on our promo sheets, too. You're going to be on again with Robert, I understand,
That's
too.
That's what we're hoping for.
Be talking more about this.
Possibly on Friday.
All right. Well, again, thank you to Becky and John for coming in this morning. Our best to you, to Carol, and to your folks. They love the community. Community definitely loves them. So hoping for a great turnout for this event. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You bet. It's 9-11 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. We have an extensive selection of heaters to keep your garage or shop warm this winter. We have both propane and kerosene or diesel-fired heaters from Mr. Heater. From lightweight carry-around units to larger wheeled units, we have a full-size range to choose from. We also have dual-fuel, blue-flame, vent-free heaters from Mr. Heater. These can be configured to run on either natural gas or propane. Body heaters and smaller electric heaters are also available. Stop in to check out all of the heaters at Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
Cattle producers, join us Friday, January 17th at 10:30 a.m. for a free and informative discussion on pasture, range, and...